Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
And we are back. Welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Learning Insights, not coming to you from the studio as we often do, but on the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo, Stone Payton, Lee Cantor, and in this segment, we have with us the Manager for Field Training with eSurance. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Miss Vicki Gitson. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good.
So, Vicki, what is field coaching? Sounds exciting.
It is extremely exciting. It's something I'm really passionate about. Coaching at eSurance is all about development and increasing leadership potential, our rep engagement, overall attrition, those kind of things.
Right. So this gives you a chance to get out in the field yourself?
Actually, no. We are a call center. eSurance is a call center. And so what I do in my role is manage our development team as well as some senior trainers. And we are tasked with leading the coaching and development and coaching for success programs.
Now, have you always been involved in this arena, the training coaching arena, or did you come from a completely different type of business before you did this?
I was with State Farm Insurance
for
about 17 years in a management role.
Right.
And about 9 years ago, I joined eSurance as a trainer and have been working ever since and moved into the field training management role.
Now, is there anything different about training like call center people than it would be than training like IT people?
That is a great question. So I think it is a little bit different call center because you do have, it's not an easy job.
Right.
You're tied to the phone. We have frontline managers that are, you know, they have to perform and ask their reps to perform.
Right.
So we identified a need a couple of years ago, basically that our reps needed to be more engaged. We wanted to cut down on attrition. Very important in a call center setting.
Is that because it's a difficult job?
It is a difficult job.
Right?
It is.
They're on the front lines. They're hearing everybody, and sometimes people aren't in the best of moods when they're calling a call.
Even though auto insurance is exciting,
you would think
though,
it would be.
It's really exciting. Yes, so it is a little bit difficult, and so we did identify a need with our rep level. So this is really twofold, the way our coaching plan rolled out.
All right.
We started with a certified mentor program.
Okay.
And that's for the representative level.
Right.
And that helps with rep engagement, with attrition. It also helps with development.
So it's kind of, do you assign a mentor or they find each other? How does that work?
We identify mentors on the floor, people that are leaders, and they go through a workshop. And it is kind of a watered down workshop from our leadership development. And once they go through that, then they can coach and develop other
And then
peers.
Does the mentee like search that mentor out or they're assigned?
They're assigned normally.
So you've mentioned the term attrition a couple of times. Attrition is expensive. Yeah?
It is. It is.
Because it costs so much to turn around and recruit and develop the next crop. But this mentoring thing has me kind of fascinated. So you've got, what do I have to do if I want to become a mentor? That's a notch in my own professional development belt, right?
Right, right.
And then I apply to do that and I go through. Walk me through that. Stone wants to now, he's done a pretty good job and he's ready to advance his career and now he wants to be a mentor.
Normally what we do is ask that you're with us at least 6 months. Obviously that you've got a commitment
I've
to stay with the company.
I've never held a job for 6 months.
So he'd be out.
So I'm
you're out.
Okay, we can't use me as an example.
You can't be a mentor, I'm sorry. And once you've done that, you do go through an application process with the management staff at your local call center site. And then once you've been identified and hired, it's not really a job position change, but then we put you through the workshop. And the workshop is really meant to help you peer-to-peer coach, learn how to give feedback, and then move on to that next step, which would be whatever next management position you want to apply for.
Those are some skills. Not everybody just naturally is a good coach or mentor, but I would think a lot of us, if we're willing to learn, could become pretty decent coaches and mentors if we're given the methodology, the structure, the rigor, the steps, right?
Right. And what we try to do with that group is ongoing training. So we hold focus groups. We do surveys. We do what we can to make sure that we're giving them the ongoing training they need so they can keep increasing their performance.
Now, is there a reason that you call this coaching rather than training?
It is a training program, but once we put you through the training, then you are elevated to the status of a coach.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay.
And then who benefits the most from the coaching?
The whole organization. We have actually seen a lift and an increase in rep engagement in all of our programs because of having these formal programs in place.
So you're measuring this stuff?
We are measuring it.
And then what are the metrics you're looking for?
We use an behavior analytics tool. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of companies do.
Yeah.
And it monitors speech patterns and personalities. And what we do is look at that information and that data, and we match it up to, is there increased rep engagement on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Less silent time or non-interaction time, because that's important if you're in a call center.
You're keeping track of that, too.
Right.
Someone's got a stopwatch going, hey, it's been 8 seconds. No one's saying anything. Something's up.
That's almost exactly it. Yes, that's exactly it. So that tool really helps us measure and gives us metrics and data we can give to our coaches so that they can go back and really look at that specific targeted feedback that they can do to drive performance.
And then are you looking also at the because this is kind of a soft skill, because you want, mm-hmm. I guess, timing, how long a call is, or do you care more about the outcome rather than the amount of time it takes them to get to the outcome the customer is looking for?
It's more about the customer experience.
Right.
So we want to make sure we're having a conversation, so we don't really focus too much on that handle time. I know that we market that a little bit.
Right.
What we want to do is coach to the right outcomes.
Right. So you're very cognizant of what the customer is trying to accomplish, and it is my call center person helping them achieve whatever outcome.
Find that need and get to the heart of that need and do what they can do. Yes.
So Lee asked a couple minutes ago who benefits the most from coaching. I would submit maybe the coach, because I know in my own personal life, when I've turned around and tried to teach something to someone or coach them through it, I feel like it's crystallized a lot of it in my own mind and helped me get more consistent.
That is a very good observation.
See there,
Do you want to be a mentor and a coach now? That's a great observation.
If only he could keep a job for 6 months, then we could use that.
I just never have made it past that first criteria, that's all.
That is a great observation, because that is true. It does empower people, whether you're a rep level or a frontline manager level, to be able to see the progress in someone. Well, first of all, diagnose what's the issue, because that's the big part.
Sure.
You know, in coaching, what can I diagnose what's happening, and then can I affect the outcome?
Now, it must be pretty rewarding for you to see this play out and see these people that are kind of rising up and becoming mentors and see their career grow.
Yes, it's very satisfying. We did not have a formal program until about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was rolled out to our frontline, our representatives first. And then about a year ago, we did come and bring a coaching for success program.
Uh-huh.
And we have seen great results from that.
And the role of technology as far as communicating these messages, these coaching mentoring messages, are people using social media or mobile learning? Are you starting to use different platforms as opposed to just face-to-face?
There is face-to-face. Currently, we don't use as much of the social media. We do have some other forms of interaction that we have with
reps. Internal communication.
We do have some internal communications, and we do have, you know, the webinars and WebExes, and try to give them as much ongoing training to elevate their coaching status as we can.
Because just like an attaboy or an attagirl inside your internal version of Twitter or whatever can be powerful, right?
It could
right?
be,
just,
yes.
Just a little acknowledgement, you know, shout out to Joe for doing so-and-so.
Yep, and we do that. We do that.
You do, okay.
Mm-hmm. We do that encouragement, absolutely.
So now, how do you relate the coaching results with the development of the insurance?
We, as far as our coaching results, we really look at a lot of different things. We look at our company performance overall.
Right.
We look at the engagement level of our representatives, and we have ongoing, you know, get together meetings with all the folks that are involved to make sure, are we keeping that engagement level high? That means that our customers are having a great experience and we're doing what we need to do. So we are measuring those results. As far as the development, we have so many things that we can use from coaching going forward in someone's career. We have tons of employee resource groups. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just stepping stone. Being a mentor and a coach is just a stepping stone to the next level of wherever the associate wants to go.
Right.
So what's next for you? Do you have any new fun projects you're allowed to talk about? Maybe a topic area or a domain that there hasn't been a lot of work in yet that you're going to kind of open up for some of your superstars?
Probably nothing I can talk about. We have...
It's what top secret.
Right. What does it rhyme with?
We have quite a few things on the horizon, being a fairly new company, and we're very innovative, so we're always looking at, you know, new ways to report how training is really affecting our business. So looking into some training dashboards where we can really go into these quarterly meetings and say, here, this is what we're doing. Here's our results, which is good. And just using our analytic tool, our behavioral analytic tool, even more than we use it now to really help us drive that performance result.
Well, I tell you, from everything you've shared in our conversation today, it just speaks to the culture of Esurance. It must be a really fun, stimulating place to work, in a place where I know that if I so choose, I can grow with this company. Speak to the culture a little bit, if you would, your experience of it.
Well, I think I can really speak to it well because I've lived that culture. I came from a very conservative company to a very fun, innovative company.
That's right. And you guys are cutting edge with insurance.
Cutting edge with insurance. And it's very exciting to see all the changes and have the opportunities that we have to affect change in the company. And so I think that's our culture. Our culture is we want all the contributors, whether they're individual, team, management, we want all of that feedback so that we can grow and be the best company we can be. And it's a fun, awesome place to work.
And if somebody wanted to learn more about Esurance, is there a website?
There is. It's esurance.com, and we have a lot of different tools and resources out there you can go and look for.
And I bet you're hiring a lot of call center people, huh?
Yes, there is also a link for jobs on esurance.com if anyone's interested.
You're always looking for good talent, right?
Always looking for good talent, absolutely. So we can even get this guy a job if you want.
We'll see how good your training is there.
So today, the rest of today and tomorrow, you're going to hit some sessions and maybe walk the carpet? Yeah, what you going to be doing with your time?
I have a lot of sessions that we've been looking at today. Mostly in the role that I'm in now is really driving that performance and being able to prove to the business how valuable we
are.
That's
right. Measuring is important, right?
Measurement. So I'm attending a lot of those sessions. And taking back some good things to my team.
And you're going to go on other radio shows, or is this your only radio?
No,
radio
I have an exclusive just with
all
you
right,
guys.
Perfect.
Yes.
We'd like to hear that. Thank you, Vicki.
Well, it's been a real delight having you, Vicki. Thanks so much for hanging
out
with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We will be back in a few from the show floor at Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.